She was lighting a fire to celebrate the solstice again. We were fighting desire. We both knew we would give in by the end. I thought she had an open heart. It was just her heaving breast, standing by the oaken hearth with the other heathen guests. And we were all drinking fluids with the druid on the longest night of the year. From here on the days are getting longer. The sun comes to renew our spirit. And we're all getting stronger. Come on over here, you can really feel it. The church and the temples each have their tradition. Now all the town tonight has come to indulge in their seditions. For it's well known by everyone that the pagans have more fun. And so we were all drinking fluids with the druids on the longest night of the year. The longest night of the year. The longest night of the year. On the longest night of the year. The longest night of the year.
Down on his fortune. He stands on his own, sometimes alone. He looks around him, looking for an open hand. Sometimes there's one, sometimes there's some.
It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your
hear from me. steps to the graveyard with regrets and her baggage in tow. From the cliffs of the Adirondack Mountains, you can see the sweet memories below. There was nothing here left but a portrait.
On there, Pat.
Yeah, I am. Good evening, everyone. It's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, or somewhere in between.
Yeah, we started early tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
That's why we played four songs.
Well, just keep playing till 8 o'clock, or till they tell us to stop.
Or as Jerry Whelan might say to you, less talk and more playing.
Jerry, your man who was in here talking for a half an hour about the bog.
Oh, this is true. I heard he's going to do an article for the paper about it, too.
You know, I heard that. It's a rumor.
I thought I'd give it some grief.
You know, I hear that. I keep hearing, oh, we're doing an article. We're going to get together. We're going to do it. But it's never happened.
Oh, it's coming, though. He told me that.
Oh, it's going to be a good one, I bet.
He is going back to the bog next month, though, you know.
Oh, all right. So he wants to go back and get some inspiration?
Or perspiration, whatever. I don't know which. Probably both. He's at home, I will tell you. He's at home watching young Fionnuala and young Aidan tonight.
All right.
They are, so he's playing house husband tonight. And
good.
The women are out on the terrace. So.
So he is listening then?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You never know.
Well, anyways, that was the Elders, the last song you heard, Eyes of My Father from their Volume 1. And the Elders are going to be up the road this week, and they're going to be up at... the Cheyenne Celtic Music Festival, about 90 minutes north on I-25. I've been there a few times. Have you been up there yet?
I haven't been to the festival. I've been up to Cheyenne for sure.
Yeah.
But not to the festival.
Cowboy boots and all?
Scooting the boot.
All right.
I've never been to Frontier Days either, sorry. I made it to the Greeley Stampede one time, but that was just...
Yeah.
That was my one experience with the rodeo, which is kind of fun. Maybe one time I'll make it, but anyway, we're talking about Celtic Festival.
Well, I tell you, it's an enjoyable thing. It's up there at their depot up there, right in the middle of town. It's free,
very good.
It's a lot of fun, you know, and they got a lot to, you know, it's fun too. When you got kids because they get the cowboy influence up there, and they have things
definitely
going on along that line, and actually, one year we stayed up at Terry Bison Ranch, which is just as you come across, you cross over the Wyoming border.
Oh, I know. Okay,
yeah.
I've seen.
Yeah, it's right there, and it's great for kids.
Excellent.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of animals, not just buffalo and stuff, but a lot of things to do, ride horses and
definitely
all that.
And the Belle Jerry Whelan got married up there. Did you know that?
At Terry Bison Ranch?
No, he had the reception in a barn. It was at another ranch that was
another
like seven
ranch.
Miles outside the road.
Oh, boy.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Sonia's from Cheyenne, that's why.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, she isn't.
All right. Well, I tell you what, you know, it's a lot of fun. If you guys want to go up there, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend up in Cheyenne, just the middle of town. It's free. A lot of things going on, and including the Elders. And I know Delilah's Revenge is going to be up there.
We have a track from them to play later, don't we?
I think we do.
We might have to stick that on.
Yeah, well, you burned it, so we'll see if it works.
I hope I didn't actually burn it, but we'll see if it works for sure.
Right.
Delilah's, they won the Battle of the Bands contest last year? Or the year before last?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, can't remember. Battles of the Bands, years. They all fuse together sometimes.
They were a crowd.
Yeah, but they're good. They're a fun band. They're a fun band. They're a local band here, based somewhere in Colorado, and they're a lot of fun. I've seen them in the different pubs and clubs and festivals, and they're a lot of fun. So they'll be up there as well, and other people, you know, pipes and all that stuff, dancers and all that, the whole.
And for free. A lot cheaper than Frontier Days. Even though that's a lot of fun, but it's a bit more expensive than free.
Right. Well, Terry Bison Ranch is actually pretty cheap. They got little camping spots, some little cabins, and different things like that. So that's why I'm throwing it out there. Or, you know, the Plains Hotel across the street is pretty convenient, too. And actually, that was fairly... I mean, Cheyenne's not, you know, really a real expensive place.
No. Yeah. And I mean, it's really not expensive if the festival is free, for sure. Yeah,
and the gas is cheap. We gas up.
There you go. Gas up, boys, fireworks. Not on boy fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Don't even think about it. The last time at Cheyenne was when the fire was up in Fort Collins. Driving past that. So don't even, fireworks, forget about it.
Yeah, we're in Colorado. We don't burn anything.
Right. Okay, we started that set with Carbon Leaf from the album Echo Echo. The song was The Boxer. And we had Barley Juice from the album This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
Don't play fireworks. I see I was leading into that. Sorry.
Well, speaking of fireworks, it's the longest night of the year. I'm talking about fires up on
June 21st
on Tar Hill and you know, drinking fluids with the Druids. Hey, it's the lyrics. I didn't make it up.
Okay. As long as I'm not sharing fluids with the Druids, we're all right.
And then, of course, your fellow Dubs, the Furies.
Oh, the Furies, yeah.
You know, after
Finbar,
Elvis,
Eddie. Yeah.
Winds of Change, good to see you. So that's how we started. We don't know how we're going to end.
We don't even know where we're going next.
Exactly.
We have a bag
full of music, and we just pull it out and put it on. So, we've got more, I guess, announcements later. But let's put some music on just in case.
Sure.
Jerry's getting antsy out there.
He might well be. We'll be getting a text here shortly. Play music, for God's sake.
Well, hey, let me tell you about this though. Just because we're putting it up last week, Carl Cumley interviewed Ashley Davis, and her new CD is called Night Travels. It's awesome. And so I actually was up there too. I happened to be in the studio to watch, you know,
the master
exactly himself. Yeah. So
did you get any tips at all?
I just sat back in awe.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, but you know, we were yakking away so much, we ran out of time. So I promised Ashley that we play a couple of her.
EC was dragging you by the hair out of the studio.
Yeah, you know, it was getting a little tense there, but we didn't have any time for some songs. And it really is a great album. You know, her last couple of ones that she did, you know, very, very nice albums indeed. But this is, she's really, really progressing. And, you know, I mean, it's really good stuff. Some great people on it, you know, from John Doyle to... Eileen Ivers, you know, the fiddler from Riverdance.
Played in Colorado a few times for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And Moya Brennan, you know, the voice of Clonid.
Of course.
And this song we've got queued up, I think.
Number four. Yeah, it's top one there, yeah.
What do I have here? I got number one.
Oh.
That's the one. That would have been. We've done that before, haven't we?
A few times. We'd probably do it again. So number one.
Okay, number one is called His Bride I'll Be, and she has a guest on there, Sarah Watkins, from a band who people out of the bluegrass scene here in Colorado would know. It's Nickel Creek.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
So fire away, Shane.
Oh, we'll have a listen to it. Okay, here we go.
sing me love songs, my tender maidens, for on this night where I'll be fine as gown, golden slippers, tonight I'll wear for him to see.
Tonight he rides within the moonlight, and dressed I sit where I might spy a lantern raised in the churchyard, so that I know it's time to ride.
Took my hand one gentle summer, he named each flower that grows for me, but we were pledged to another, but on this night this bright I'll be.
My hair, my tender maidens, the wind is strong and fast we'll ride to a place where love is endless, so that I might be. To the arms of my lover, so that I might be his bride. Beyond the hills and quiet valleys, the moonlit night awaited ride to endless, so that I am now his bride.
prayer out there into the universe and wait for an answer, my friend. Maybe you will hear from me, an echo in the wind, and a song that has no end.
Roads are weary, roads are long. I have known you oh so long. Tell me now the dreams that you hold true. I'll go dancing alone with you in a field beyond the blue. Hold me close to feel my heart beat true. In the blue I can see everything around the world, 5,000 miles. In the blue I can hold everything just to feel the love in your eyes. In the blue, kiss me softly like the spring that comes in laughing like a king. When sleep is lost, awake, I dream of you. I'll go singing alone with you in a field beyond the blue. Lay me down on wheat beneath the moon. In the blue, I can see everything around the world, 5,000 miles. In the blue, I can hold everything just to feel the love in your eyes. Around the world, I can see everything just to feel you holding close to me. Tell me now, we are what was to be. Aren't we? I would give my heart to you if you whisper for me to follow you right down beneath your blue. In the blue, I can see everything around the world, 5,000 miles. In the blue, I can hold everything just to feel the love in your eyes. In the blue.
Of high renown that like to drink strong ale that's brown. I plucked a lofty pheasant down, but powder shot and gone. I and five more a poaching went. They get yet some game was our intent. Our money had been gone and spent, we'd nothing else to try. But a keeper here does fiery gun, and quickly to the spot he run, and swore before the dying sun that one of us shouldn't die. Lad amongst the lot, 'twas his misfortune to be shot. His memory ne'er shall be forgot as long as we have life. For help he cried, but it was denied. He rose again to join the fight, while down upon his gallant breast the crimson blood did flow. Was the moon that the keeper gave, no mortal man his life could save. He now lies sleeping in his grave until the judgment day.
hers not to stay.
And there's nothing you can say, and there's nothing you can do to take all of her lies and make any of them true. The writing's on the wall, you already knew that she's not coming back for you. And there's nothing you can do.
Go!
Forwards, backwards, left and right. I don't know if that's talent or not. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You can do it either way, Shay.
That's right.
Complete confidence. Here we are at Schulte Gael.
KGNU. We better call out who we are.
Yeah, KGNU streaming live at kgnu.org or on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Of course, this is Pat McCullough here with
Shay Dunn.
Shay Dunn, the famous DJ from Dublin, who you now can see in Denver. What do you got? What have you been up to lately? Where are you playing? You playing this weekend?
The Rover.
You're at the Rover this weekend.
Friday. Wedding on Saturday.
Friday. Well, we're not going to crash the wedding, but I mean,
no.
But people can come to. There's an open.
Oh yeah, sure. Party at the Rover. It gets a bit mental, but sure. But that's what we do, and I'm not, you know, we play requests. Give us a request. If it's John Denver, we play it. If it's, I don't know, Johnny Rotten, we play it.
There you go.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, you've got everything.
Everything. Although we don't have the talent earlier on, we made a bit of a mistake.
I don't think so.
Did anybody notice? Oh no, we were actually proving a point, were we?
Yeah, I think we were. It's on how we can shoot from the hip.
We realized we played something twice and stopped it. Yeah, that's all right.
No, I don't know. You know, I was hoping you could come up with that poltergeist.
Pat, they don't pay us.
Or the elders didn't pay us to play them twice.
We did. Actually, you got the benefit there of two Ashley Davis songs, and we kind of faded a song out that we played twice by the elders, and.
Yeah.
And stuck another Ashley Davis number on just to get us through the.
You know, I just looked at it as kind of like a palate cleanser, you know? So it's just like, you know, you Ashley, a little elders and shake it up and then come back with Ashley again. But we promised Ashley, you know, that we play some music. And normally that's the way we do. We interview, we play a couple songs. So, like I said, last week we were just so busy yakking, we ran out of time. So the first song on there is the Bride. His Bride I'll Be, and she had guests from Nickel Creek, Sarah Watkins. And then we had the 10 Seconds of the Elders.
And went.
And then we had the In the Blue.
In the Blue.
And that, again, it's off of Ashley Davis's album, Night Travels. It's a really, really
It really nice is a really one. Good It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I was playing it on the way over here, and I've been playing actually since I got it, and it's really, really nice.
We had the Bell, the John Doyle on after that.
Yep, John Doyle. Actually, John is the special guest on this.
On Ashley Davis' album.
Yeah, yeah. On Ashley's album. And they co-wrote a song together, and they wrote that song in Colorado 2 years ago down at Spanish Peaks at the Celtic Festival.
Which should be happening again in September.
Yeah, last week in September down there. So they were down there. It's an inspirational time, especially if you're into more the traditional side of the music and that. And it's more of a kind of a gathering with workshops and hanging together in sessions and all that. You're not going to find, tents out in the field. And again, there's nothing wrong with tents out in the field, but, I mean, it's just a different thing.
All kinds of different events every night.
Yeah.
Different classes and schools during the day.
Right.
And some fantastic musicians showing up to perform as well.
I always, you know, it's almost not a festival in a way, you know.
No.
It's kind of like a countywide
coming together
and just a lot of fun things to do. I mean, everybody, you get up in the morning and you know, you're walking down the street, you're having breakfast when you're, you know, favorite, players or something, or, you know, you just, it's just a really, it's great for interaction, you know, if you're, it's your, if you're into it.
And a beautiful setting.
Well, not to mention.
And it's September, too, and the leaves are starting to turn. It's one of the most beautiful parts of Colorado, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. So we had John Doyle, and then we ended with...
The song we've had, John Doyle, was The Gallant Poacher, by the way.
That's right, so that's right.
And then we ended with Delilah's Revenge. That we said we'd play one of their songs, and we stuck it on there, and they sent it to us. So Nothing You Can Do is the name of the song, and a very good song at that.
Yeah,
and they'll be up again up in Cheyenne at the festival up there this weekend.
Right, with the Elders and Giant Steps, and I think Pochin's playing up there Friday. Ah,
there you go.
So and there's more, you know, loads more. So it's a good fun little fest if you have nothing to do. It's 90 minutes away from the metro area, so. Go up there and enjoy yourself. It's Father's Day weekend.
It is at that. You know what I found funny? You know what's kind of funny? I was talking to a friend at work today, and this has got nothing to do with anything, just something I was thinking about. It's funny that on Mother's Day, all the mothers have to be taken care of and waited on hand and foot, and fathers have to make themselves available, which rightly so, to take care of the mothers, and the kids have to do the same. And then on Father's Day, the guys don't always get to do what they want to do. It's usually they have to, something is planned for them by the mothers, and they have to go do that, even though it's Father's Day, they're not allowed to do what they want to do. Did you ever think about that, Pat?
You know, I try not to.
what has the beautiful wife got planned for you on Father's Day? I'm putting you on the spot here. What are you going to do?
I don't know, but there's a list.
I was going to say, you're not going off drinking with the lads, are you?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just some musings today in work. I know men are terrible, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's I don't mind. You know, growing up, I was kind of that way, too. You know, I mean, we made a bigger deal with mom and, you know, dad, you know.
Sure.
You know, it just was, I think dad, that's the way he liked it a bit.
Of course, and rightly so. That's the way he should like it.
I mean, last year they forgot about it. So
Father's Day?
completely forgot about it. But I know this year because my little boy says, we got you something.
Oh.
Yeah, we got you something. So
act surprised.
I know. Well, I am surprised.
Even though you know about it, it's still a surprise.
I will be surprised for sure.
Yeah. Well, what are you queuing up for us there, Pat?
Well, Sean O'Reid from Cork, you know, that's put a lot of Irish music on the map and kind of give it that oomph back in the 70s.
I'll give you a little story. When I was younger in school, and it was around the time it wasn't too long after Sean O'Reid had passed away anyway, but he was definitely on the curriculum, and he was... we didn't know at the time. It was kind of rammed down our throats, but and we weren't too interested because we wanted to listen to the Bay City Rollers and whatever ridiculous tartan wearing rock band was around at the time.
Yeah.
But he actually revived Irish music where it was nearly dead and buried, and he got people the history of it, the background of it. He dug up songs that hadn't been heard in years. And revitalized it, and unfortunately he passed away before his time. But he really started that resurgence that people like the Dubliners and people like that started back in the '60s again. The Clancys, you know, they recognized Sean O'Reid as the guy that actually, you know, got people proud about their heritage and their language and their music again. So I mean,
right. Well, we're gonna. Play a song off. This is off of his recorded from his last concert. You know, five months later he was not here, and then we'll follow up with another fellow from Cork and John Spillane, and John was in. I first saw John. He was a singer in this band called Nomos from Cork. And they came out of the, you know, because Rada started the music program at the Cork University there.
Right.
And these guys were like students at the university. So they spoke a lot of them that night in the concert in Denver. And John was just great singer, and he's a great singer-songwriter. And so this is off off of his album too, My Dark Rosaline and the Isle of Dreams. So we'll start out that way, and I don't know how we're going to finish, okay?
All right, we'll have a listen to Sean O'Rita and Dubhiban Usal. So have a listen to this.
As well, lie down, love, lie down and close our eyes. We might as well go walking in the country of the blind. The long grass has grown, the wild birds flown to their homes away in the blue, and nothing's left the same, the whole world's changed since you and I were true. And how can a story be ended when it didn't hardly begin? How can my glass be so empty when it's filled up to the brim? And it wasn't always so, it wasn't always so. We had something better to do, always rain every single day when you and I were true. In the country where we're getting love. There is nothing but rocks and stones. No friendly plant or animal. No angel to guide you home. Until the day you'll find in the country of the blind some wanderer just like you. And the singing of a bird nobody has heard since you and I were true. Yeah, we might as well lie down off, lie down and close our eyes. We might as well go walking in the country of the blind. The long grass has grown, the wild birds flown to their homes away in the blue. And nothing's left the same, the whole world's changed since you and I were true. Since you and I.
Yeah, your heart. Na 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 na.
There you go. A little bit of more modern Irish, huh?
Yeah, from Northern Ireland there.
Van the Man.
There you go.
We did actually, while we were off there, or while we were playing that music there, I did find out the V-Van Usal is There Was a Lady. That's and of course, a lot of people are probably immediately thinking from Sean O'Reilly there that it was Carrick Fergus. Well, it was.
It was.
But he wrote
it. Yeah,
take it from the old song. But,
the old song.
That's the original, and the man himself playing it on piano there. So, yeah. And we had a caller while we were.
We did, and we're still shocked.
We are very shocked. We can now count on more than. We need two hands to count the people that listen to us now.
We've gone over. It's a big night for us.
It is a big night for us. That was Carol. She was recently moved to Colorado from
Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Not a bad move, although I do like Boston myself. But and Carol was testing our minds on music.
Some tunes she heard about in October or something. But we'll figure it out. Carol, we'll get it. We got your information. We'll hunt it down for you.
We'll get back to you. We will indeed. And anyway, I know EC is coming up with Musical Monday.
Yes.
And coming up here in a few minutes. And we're delighted to have been on tonight for the last hour and 5 minutes. We were a little bit longer tonight, but we'll have more great DJs playing Celtic music on KGNU on Shulta Gael next week again, and of course
every Wednesday
at 7 o'clock. We're only on once a month, and people are relieved at that, but
well, not according to Carol now.
Oh well, we do have
she's six fans
now. Yeah. I think thanks very much, Carol. But we'll play you out. What did we stick on there to play us out? Oh, A Woman's Heart.
Caledonia by Dolores Keane.
Dolores Keane, a lovely singer. And this goes out to Carol. Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it. And we'll play it out, and EC will be up, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks. And keep listening to KGNU 88.5 FM and 1390 AM and KGNU.org all around the planet. There you go. Talk to you again, folks.
Make me think about where I come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have kissed the feathers and left them sighing. Stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I've traveled hard sometimes with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, no, it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Now I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, a forest choir. The flames have cooled, don't get any higher, they've withered now.
En tus ojos el cariño.